everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. JC and I are here today to talk about breaking the paper ceiling. You might be thinking, what the heck is that? So it's all about rethinking college degree requirements. And so many roles, they're just not necessary. They're a layover or some old school mentality. And I wanted you to be aware of these terms. So here we go. We're going to jump into some statistics. JC over there has some to share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a completely untapped talent pool. Over 40% of individuals without degrees labeled as stars that skilled through alternative routes remain overlooked due to the paper ceiling. Stars bring unique insights and problem-solving skills, with 60% demonstrating a fresh perspective that can extremely and significantly benefit your organization.
If you're hiring, which most people are, even if no matter what's on the news, I know a lot of people looking for career changes, even though they still have jobs. And then I know way too many companies still with just empty seats, whether it's a new role, a backfilled role, whatever it might be, a replacement, or they're just growing. And when people are coming to me, companies are coming to me asking for, you know, recruiting advice, how do I attract? How do I retain? You know, one of the first things I say is, give me your job description and you better have one or I'm already going to roll my eyes at you. But if you don't, that's okay. We have this wonderful thing called AI now that can help you create amazing job descriptions. And then the managers just need to review it and edit it. But one of the first things I always say, no matter what it is why does that job have a degree to it? Based on those knowledge, skills, and abilities that I'm seeing there, I don't think you need a degree to get that. So often I'm met with a what? I don't know. Everybody in our industry does that. Why? That's what I want to know. The importance of knowledge, skills, and abilities do not have to be connected to a college degree. Now, I have three college degrees. I wish I only had one, but whatever. I didn't make great choices at the point in my life. And I thought I was going to go into another career. And I said, oh, well, while I'm here, let me just quickly get a master's degree. That was a waste of two degrees that I'll be paying off until, you know, way beyond retirement, I'm sure. And so eventually I landed in HR and learned knowledge, skills, and abilities and went back and got another master's degree in human resources this time. But if I did it the right way, JC, I may not even have needed a college degree, because many of the certification programs and then in other careers, actual licenses, there are usually in very, very, very fine print in those certifications and those licensure programs, there's this fine print that says, oh, you need a bachelor's degree in XYZ or equivalent knowledge, skills, and abilities, equivalent experience.
Right.
It's almost like an act of God to prove that equivalent experience. It can't be done.
You could absolutely do it. And regarding those knowledge, skills, and abilities, those KSAs, 65% of employers prioritize practical knowledge, skills, and ability over degrees when hiring for roles requiring adaptability and continuous learning. 72% of professionals without degrees possess traits crucial for success, such as adaptability, continuous learning, acquired through self-study, vocational training, apprenticeships, certification programs, and real-world experience. I'm going to tell you right now, when we think about the certification programs or internal trainings or the college degrees, et cetera, if you are a creative thinker, you might even naturally be pushed off by those. Why would I want to go take a course to learn what I already know, if you've read about it, to then think like everybody else that's already in line to do that? To which it's an interesting and slightly valid point, Wendy. Back to you.
No, I hear a lot when I do question clients or prospective clients that are coming to me asking for recruiting advice or recruiting assistance. And when I'm pushing back with them and saying, I don't think this needs a college degree. Why do you want a college degree? Like I said, they either say, well, I don't know, it's just standard in our industry. Okay. Besides that, why do you want a college degree? Why are you requiring it? And they often say things like, well, it's the soft skills and I need them to be able to be professional and communicate. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry to tell you there, sugar, but a college degree isn't necessarily going to resolve that, because some college degrees are so technical that there's barely even any soft skills in those degrees. I just say, when I'm answering them back, I say, why don't you just put them through training programs that teach them how you want them to communicate through personality style training, through active listening, teach them how to give feedback, teach them what the company values are in your organization and what it means to you. You can send them through online training, in-person training. We can create an entire learning management system just for your new hires and your employees that teach them, this is how we communicate in this workplace. This is the terminology that's expected in our industry or our state, our country, whatever it is. So start thinking outside the box, folks. If you have empty seats, or even if you have full seats and you're not happy with the people that are in them because you wish they had other soft skills, train them on it. First of all, they're going to be happy. They're going to be like, wow, you're giving back to me. You're teaching me. You're giving me skills that I didn't have. Sure. Could they take those skills and leave and go somewhere else? Absolutely. Yeah. But that's a risk we take in employment regardless.
Exactly. It doesn't matter who the employee is. You're treading that line no matter what. Hands down. Right. Wendy, I've got another side of this whole thing for you that hasn't come up yet. Diversity and inclusion. And this is a legitimate thing. Let's think about it. Removing a degree requirement opens doors to a more diverse talent pool. Companies report a 30% increase in diversity across educational backgrounds, life experiences, and perspectives. Diverse teams are 45% more likely to foster creativity and innovation that ultimately leads to a 25% increase in resilience within your organization. And lastly, and I don't like reading this one out, but I have to bring this to the table for you, Ms. Wendy. The HR lady. The paper ceiling is actually a barrier. It's a barrier that prevents women from having jobs in computing, programming. Women hold 26% of overall all computing jobs. Black and Latinx women hold only 5.3%.
And it's because of the requirement of the degree. You know, well, that's one of the reasons. We won't get into the other reasons, but definitely the paper ceiling is one of the reasons why they can't even get into the lower level job, because it says to get into this base level where you just make, you know, minimum crappy wage, we still need a paper degree. And then maybe you can go up the charts, but that's not necessarily going to happen. But it is 100% the truth. Most diversity and inclusion programs will automatically start looking at who our employees are now. What are their age? What's their, you know, gender orientation? What's their race? And then also, what is their education? I am one of the HR people that says, yes, I want to look at the education, but I really want to look at their knowledge, skills, and abilities. And we don't ever have that recorded, JC. Most businesses in the United States are small businesses. They don't even have an HRIS system. Their HRIS system is their payroll system. So they're not tracking, you know, knowledge, skills, and abilities. They're not tracking degrees even half the time. Sometimes they're not even tracking things that are legally required to be tracking. So it's very hard to do the analysis. And then we look around and go, oh, geez, everybody sounds like this each other and everybody looks like each other. Yes, because you hired them all from the same zip code of that college that has this degree. So folks, what I really, really want to share today is just the concept of, you know, rethinking college degree requirements and helping everyone to break through the paper ceiling. And even if you're sitting there thinking, hey, Wendy, nope, I firmly believe in degrees because I have several of them and I had to, you know, pay for it and everybody else should, then look at how many openings are sitting in your company not filled, or that there's constant turnover because you're only looking for people with college degrees. Like I said, I have 3 college degrees. I don't believe that they were necessary for everything that I've done in life. And you know, it has definitely held me back financially compared to my peers who may have taken a little bit longer to get to the rank that I was at when I was in corporate America, but they don't have the college loans that they're going to be paying off through retirement. Go ahead, JC.
Hedy Lamarr. I did a Interesting Things podcast on Hedy Lamarr. Episode number 226, Interesting Things with JC. She's a legend. Hedy Lamarr discussed her concept for frequency hopping within the United States Navy and co-developed a patent with Antheil in 1941. Her work has contributed to the development of a wide spectrum of wireless communication technologies, including Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, and there's so much more. Hedy Lamarr did not go to college. So if you're thinking nowadays that as an organization, you might consider removing a strict degree requirement, think about Hedy Lamarr. You might be turning away someone of that caliber and not even know it.
Yeah. And because of her, we're doing this from our, well, from my kitchen table, or before, because of her involvement, you know, with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and GPS, and we're across the country getting this done, sharing this information. It's from somebody who did not go to college. So folks, please rethink your college degree requirements. Please help break the paper ceiling. Really look at your job descriptions, look at your knowledge, skills, and abilities, and see, really, really analyze, is there another way for these employees or these candidates to get the knowledge, skills, and abilities that I need versus a degree? Because if you are requiring a degree, you're going to be in line for a while. And the folks that are not requiring a degree, those employees, those candidates get to start today versus waiting for 4 years. With that said, we have one more thing from JC over here.
One more thing. I got to tack on. I need to riff on what you just said. Unless you are going to be a doctor, please don't hire people as doctors. Well, I don't know. You know, that brings up a good point, maybe for another show at another time. It would be real interesting to talk about the aspect of international degrees from foreign countries being recognized for jobs here in the United States. But that's a interesting thing for another time, Wendy. Sorry about that. Back to you.
That's okay. No, don't be sorry about that. Because when you started mentioning about doctors, my immediate thought was there was actually, I don't have the statistics right now, but there was actually less U.S. educated doctors. Just look on your list from your health insurance company, and you could, not to judge people by their names or their last names, but most of them, you can then click on doctor profiles to see where they've been educated. And a lot more are being educated outside the United States, which has different education requirements, different fees as well. They're not as expensive as the United States colleges. They still need to test out, though. You know, they still need to pass the licensure, which, in my opinion, if you could pass the license without getting a degree, what do I care? You know the information.
You got a great point.
You've signed here, said, yes, I just proved to you that I'm just as smart as these other people. I don't happen to have that, you know, $200,000 degree over there. So I'm not going to be miserable. I'm mad at my patients when they come in. And I tested out and I did enough, if not better than the other students, that we got the same exact license.
It kind of reminds me of meteorologists back when they said you need a degree to be a meteorologist, but the guy's been doing the weather on the news for 40 years, you know?
I don't know.
Kind of crazy. Anyways, paper ceiling, rethinking college degrees. Wow.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Take care.